This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is Jones and Keefe.
1-1, the pitch. Swing and a high drive into left field. This thing back at the track. It's at the wall. It is gone! Say done. Say hello to Baltimore. Two-run bomb. Ice in his veins. 3-2, Red Sox. 3-2, 2 down in the ninth. Sox lead by a run. Chapman is ready. At the chin, he delivers. And that is strike 3 called. Fastball right there. Chapman stares in, and the Red Sox win it. 3-2. Cedan, a 2-run bomb. Chapman, another overwhelming save. His 26th, and the Red Sox have won the series in Baltimore.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for a signature win, Keefe?
I am ready for a signature win. Is that what that was?
Well,
I'm ready for one. I don't know if that was.
Can you have a signature win against the Baltimore Orioles? I'm going to tell you why I think you can.
I don't think you can.
Okay.
I don't think you
can. So not even a signature win?
No, I think maybe, you know, those... Pick a win from the Yankee series, maybe. Felt a little bit more like a signature win. I thought it was a good win the way that it happened, but the Orioles are bad. Like, the Orioles have been in last place all season.
Was Rafaela's walk-off against Tampa a win? Because Tampa kind of sucks.
Yeah, but that, better than Baltimore.
That Well, they are better than Baltimore. That was also, I mean, Fenway was nuts for that one. That was home game with the lights going off.
That's true.
It felt like a big one for the Red Sox for a bunch of reasons, chiefly because everybody around them won last night.
You don't see
this a lot in the standings, which is why I would make a case that was a big swing signature win last night for the Sox with Cedan Rafaela, who, by the way,
I was gonna say, specifically because of him,
was right in the middle
of a
big mix-up with Jaron Duran 2 innings prior.
That was bizarre.
It was very strange.
I'm surprised Bayo didn't run out there. If you're a pitcher and that happens, how do you not run out there and, like, get in their faces? So you have these two outfielders. One of them we think is one of the great defensive center fielders in the game.
Yeah.
Maybe the best. Everybody tells me he's the best in center field. Jaron Duran, we've seen his ups and downs out there.
I was going to say, I'm not surprised Duran was involved in a play like that. I'm shocked Rafaela
But
was.
Two outs, and the two of them are just standing there, and it lands in between them. It's like, even in high school, you don't see that.
Yeah,
you're like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And then in comes a run. You're like, all right, that wasn't great. And then, lo and behold, those two guys, a couple innings later, get on base, hit a home run, and they win the game. It's pretty amazing that those two were like, that's on us. That's on us. We screwed up, but we'll make up for it. Don't worry about it. And they did.
So, signature win, maybe too strong. You can agree or disagree
it's a
there.
Little much.
On the phone, 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Blue Jays won last night. The Yankees won last night. The Mariners, Royals, Rangers, Guardians, if you even count that, like, legitimately everybody around them won last night. So if signature win is too strong, Keith, that was a big swing victory for the Red Sox last night because a lot of teams would have gained ground on a very frustrating play between Rafaela and Duran. So at minimum, it's a big swing game if signature win is too strong.
Yeah, so I mean, it keeps them in the top wild card spot, but I don't think I feel like they're really in jeopardy of missing the playoffs. Now, you're never going to, you know, we've seen this team have big leads, or this franchise, I should say, have leads in the standing, and then it slips away. So you don't want to, you know, convince yourself they're in it until they actually are. So it was an important win based off of everything around it. And it was a fun comeback win and all that stuff. Dramatic win. But they've had some of these ninth inning wins, right? They've had some pretty exciting walk-offs. This wasn't a walk-off, obviously, as they're on the road. But they've had some pretty exciting wins before. But again, because it's the Orioles, and had the Yankees and Mariners and the Blue Jays, let's say, lost last night, you're just like, all right, one run win, beat the Orioles, now go for the sweep tomorrow, is sort of what you'd be thinking. So I'll take it. Good stuff. Another good pitching performance. Another insane closing appearance by the best closer in baseball.
Guy doesn't give up hits. That last at bat, and you heard some of it there on the Will Fleming call. But that last at bat was kind of crazy. Just like a scrub up there, fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch.
You're like, what?
And then he finally stands there with the bat on his shoulder.
Two nights ago, I think it was the last batter that Giolito got out, because he was like starting to lose his control a little bit, and he just kept fouling him off.
Yeah,
like,
similar.
Oh my God,
bat, right?
It's a war. Yeah. Like, let's get it. So yeah, that was a battle, and Chapman got the best of him. You want a quick warm take as it relates to Chapman?
Yeah.
He's been so freaking good, I kind of want him to give up a run before the playoffs. Because I feel like he's going to go into with some insane streak, like in the playoffs.
07 Pats logic.
Yes, yes.
Chapman
on the mound, and they're like, hasn't given up a run since April. And you're like, what? And then he goes out there, and that's what would happen. It was like Emmanuel Clase last year. Remember how good he was? And then in the playoffs, he just like...
No, that's your guy. I mean,
he was betting on the games, but... He was great. He was betting on himself, clearly, until the playoffs.
Sure.
And then things went sideways. But, no, Chapman's
good juice on the opponent in October, I think.
He cashed. But, yeah, no, every time you watch Chapman now, you just – not only are you like, he's not going to give up a run, you're like, he's not going to give up a base runner.
Good warm take.
Maybe allow one.
Good
maybe
warm take. Hey, Chapman?
Chapman.
Like, Cora, maybe pitch him for four outs or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, pitch him 3 days in a row. Because he's not going to give up any runs in the meantime. Have him give up a run, get that out of his system, flush the system.
Yeah.
Get a nice pre-postseason cleanse for Chapman.
Do you know how many earned runs? I mean, it's not actually that far. It's only one off from runs total. But earned runs Chapman has allowed this season.
He gave up, what series was it? He gave up a home run where they asked him to get four outs. I'm trying to remember who that was against.
Oh, yeah, right.
I remember
Chicago,
that.
Was it the White Sox?
No, maybe he gave up one.
He definitely gave up a run against the White Sox.
He gave up a home run. The last run he allowed was a home run to the Phillies.
When he was trying to get four outs, right?
It was a blown save in 11 innings against the Phillies, which they actually did win that game.
Did he give up one like right away against Texas at the beginning of the year?
He gave up a home run to the White Sox.
Okay, so Nick remembered that. White Sox.
He actually...
Is it like three earned runs? Like, what is it?
Six earned runs.
Five or six?
Seven.
Nope, six.
That's correct.
Six earned runs all season.
All year.
And two of them were in April to the White Sox in two different games against the White Sox. How weird is that?
All right, well, good news is he will not be facing the White Sox
worry
in
about
October.
That.
Yeah, it's true.
So he gave up two earned runs in April. He gave up three earned runs in May. He gave up zero earned runs in June.
Yep.
One in July and... zero in August.
How many hits has he given up in August? Any?
No.
He hasn't given up a hit in August.
No, he has not. He's thrown more than a no-hitter. He's thrown 10 innings.
No, I think since that Phillies game, I think he's given up a hit.
That's unbelievable.
He's 10.
Yeah, he's done that twice this year.
Yeah,
I think in June he didn't do it.
You remember when Breslow signed him? We both were like,
this guy. Get him out of here.
A couple of baseball
Now
guys
I'm like,
here.
If you need to sign him to a 7-year deal, you do it. You do it today.
Seven.
10 innings this month. No runs, no hits, one walk, 12 Ks.
All right, well, this does tie in
and
nicely.
Nick's right. In the month of June, he gave up two total hits and no runs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's going to work.
He's outrageous.
So it does tie in with what I think is the question coming out of last night's game. Is this the kind of team you should trust in close games? And I define that as one-run games. Because remember, an early criticism of this team this year, Alex Cora, when we were all ready to fire him, which I don't feel as bad about that one as the Chapman take.
No.
But when we were all ready to fire the manager, and we were they were something like, I don't remember the exact record, they were something like 6-18 in one run games.
It was definitely like worse than 10 games under. Yeah.
And I remember Cora saying at the time, and I thought it was an unsatisfactory excuse just because you can't just point to the math and say, well, it's all going to level out and one run game, some of it is luck. I acknowledge it's luck. I still don't want to hear the manager say that as an excuse after a bad loss. Like, oh, well, you know, we're due. But they're now up to 19-24 in one run games, which is still a losing record, but that's a massive, massive turnaround. Are we to the point where we should trust them in these close games, Keith? And if so, I'd imagine Chapman is a big factor in why you would.
Chapman's a huge factor, but so is Whitlock, right? Like, I think so. Now you're talking about if you have a lead or the game is tied after seven innings, I feel like, all right, you have as good a chance as anybody, don't you?
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, Chapman's been insane. And even Whitlock, like, they were showing the numbers. We were highlighting, you know, starting pitchers. Since June 10th, for example, right? And they had three of the five best starting pitchers in the American League for ERA. But even if you were, I think if you go back to June, I forget what date people are targeting. So there obviously was one blow up in there somewhere. So let's say it was like June 8th, maybe. It's the relief ERA is just as good as the starter ERA.
I think the date was June 10th, the one we were referencing
was
yesterday.
It, no, that was the starter.
For Giolito and Bayo.
I saw another one last night.
ERA is a little before.
But they're great, though. Yeah. Like the bullpen has also been really, really good over that time. So, yeah, I do feel better about it. You know, it's hard to put a lot on a 21-year-old as well, but a lot of those one-run losses, Roman Anthony wasn't on the team yet.
True.
And that's just another bat. That's just another, like, quality at-bat every time he's up. It seems like something good comes of it when he's up there. Bregman probably, I'm guessing, was out for a lot of those games too. So having, like, those two guys in there, plus the way this pitching staff has kind of turned things around, I do have more confidence in it. Plus, if you're talking about home versus road,
yeah.
I mean, home, they were already had like a decent record anyway. It was on the road. It was brutal. One run on the road. And so you see yesterday another example of them getting a win in that situation where 3 months ago, maybe it goes the other way. Maybe after a, you know, a miscommunication in the outfield that directly leads to a loss. Now things feel different.
Yeah. I mean, it is a case, and you see momentum or the old cliche, you know, when things are going well, they tend to work out. I do feel like there's a lot of that going on with the Red Sox. You want to chalk it up to vibes. That's another sort of intangible way to discuss it. But I do think all of that is true with the way the team's playing right now. Even if it's corny and hard to quantify, I do feel like it's true with the way the team's trending. And they have been much better in one-run games, close games. Some of that is a guy like Chapman, who is shutting it down at the end of games. Although, the text line is pointing out, Keith.
Yeah.
The last time you praised a reliever, it was Jordan Hicks.
Well, no, I was hopeful. He throws gas.
I mean, I was.
Does he not throw gas?
I was complimenting. I haven't seen him in a while. Is he still throwing gas?
Does he look like the guy from Ironheart? Yes, he does.
I was complimenting Alcala at the exact same time. He's no longer on the team.
No.
I'm not sure he caught on anywhere.
No, but Chapman's doing well.
Yeah.
No, but this is also the formula. If you look at the four World Series teams, now some of it by the end of the year, things were a little bit more in flux. But look at the four World Series teams since 2004, the four winning teams. A starter, dominant closer. You needed that every time. Now, you also needed like a David Ortiz or like a Manny or a Mookie. But I'm saying, pitching-wise,
2018 was a little different, right? Because Kimbrel didn't really survive the postseason. But all regular season, you're right.
So Kimbrel that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, and that's why I'm saying, all right, maybe things get a little wonky and maybe, you know, Garrett Crochet ends up closing the World Series or something, right? Like, that's not what you have. But for the 2018 season, you had Sale and you had Kimbrel. By the playoffs, you're right, Kimbrel wasn't as reliable, but by the end of August, like in 2018, at this time, we were talking about you have those guys, so you felt like if you had a lead late, they were going to lock it down, and then it got a little away from them, but still, that's sort of the borderline, whether it was Folk, Papelbon, Uehara, or Kimbrel, like those are four all-star dominant closers for their time. Chapman is right there with all those guys.
Yeah. Some of it, too, beyond Chapman, the way they played in one-run games and close games and turned that around, and it feels like they have it rolling there. Some of it is guys who feel clutch. Like, Rafaela hasn't been hitting at all.
No.
Since the all-star.
No, he's cooled. Even Cora was, like, making fun of him.
And right? Like, they sat him down for a stretch
or
a game here or there. Lou started referencing, at least was the first place I saw it, it coincides with asking him to play second base and move around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I want guys to be flexible. I'm not going to walk back any criticism I had of Devers. Like, if they ask you to play second base, you should play second base. If they ask you to play short, center field, whatever, with Rafaela, you should. But was that impacting him at the plate? Maybe. I mean, maybe he was taking one for the team, and it was personally forcing him to sacrifice a little bit on the field. But it does feel like a guy you want up in big spots.
Yeah.
And maybe that's anecdotal. It goes back to the Tampa series. It goes back to last night.
No, but even Rafael a year ago, you remember where, like, his rookie year, he had a ton of RBI. And I know a lot of, like, advanced stats people are like, RBI doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't know. Like, when runners were on, he seemed to hit better. Like, he had a knack for it. Hey, what do you have, like 75 RBI or something? He had like a good total.
He's hitting like 400 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
And he was hitting like 215 in the season.
Yeah. You're like, so something's up. Like, something, mm-hmm. He kind of lives for those moments a little bit more. But how many like different guys have we seen with the big hit? You know, my guy, Trevor Story, who yep. I've always liked and supported.
Yeah, you've never doubted.
Nope. Like, Roman Anthony and Bregman are kind of obvious ones. But even Jaron Durant's had signature moments this year. And now you're talking about, you know, half your lineup. Let, you know, Willie Abreu when he's back. Like, they've had a bunch of guys come through in those moments.
So a lot to get to on the show today at 617-779-7937. You can weigh in there on the Red Sox. We'll get into their ceiling and what it actually is. Speaking of which, it's a short show today, Keith.
What?
We're done at noon-ish. We're going to hang out with Joe Weil
okay,
and
good.
Do some Red Sox pregame good. With him. But the show, Jones and Keith. Done at noon. Red Sox pregame starts at 12:05. First pitch a little after 1 o'clock here on WEEI. Garrett Crochet on the mound as they go for the sweep. So short show today. We'll mix in some Patriots thoughts coming up. I will tell you, the text line and even Twitch, there's a lot of people asking us to review.
Oh yeah, of course.
The Patriots. What are they called? Rivalry uniforms?
That's right.
I've seen
NFL's
them.
Got rivalry uniforms.
I was gonna say it's not just the Patriots uniform that came out today. We're gonna uniform police all of these
yeah,
coming up,
obviously
at 10:45. We're the uniform show.
I do like though that so a lot of people are pointing out. Like, yeah, we know.
Well,
we know
yeah,
that they're out.
It didn't sneak up on us. We're aware of it.
Yep.
We're gonna uniform police all of these at 10:45. So you want our thoughts on that? You're gonna have to wait just a touch. Plus your thoughts or our thoughts rather on all these rivalry uniforms. We'll get up to that.
Oh, I see one of them that's. Terrible.
I haven't seen them all yet.
I've seen one that's
I've seen
terrible.
The Patriots one. I've not seen them all.
I'm not going to tell you which until 10:45.
I think I know based on the Twitch chat, but I'm going to go check that out.
All right.
You can get in there. We'll put all these up on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI when we uniform police it. Let's get into the Red Sox. Time to adjust the ceiling for this team based on how they've turned things around in the last couple of months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Get to that. Rafaela, big home run last night, making up for his error earlier in the game.
Hogdale,
great call by Hog. Fired up. Yeah.
Carrying!
Great call by Hog with the team to the end. You can always count on Hog. Yeah, he tells it like it is.
He was
fired mad
up.
Early. He was mad about the way the game was unfolding.
Well, yeah, he wears it on his sleeve.
Sure, sure.
He didn't spill his soda that time.
No,
so that's good.
No. Who pointed this out before the show? Was it you? Was it Bridget? Was it Nick? That he does morph into a little bit of like hockey bro there. Like, hey, let's go boys.
Let's go boys.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of let's go boys. It's sort of his catchphrase. It's his. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Every good play-by-play person has a catchphrase.
You do have to have one that you fall back on.
It's his. Got it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Mine was when a guy hit a three. I would yell Skittles taste the rainbow.
Oh, that's good.
You're kidding.
No.
That was really it. That's like boom goes the dynamite.
It was a little bit like
call? What's the Bridget call?
I don't have one. I gotta get one. It has to be, you know, you have to have a moment where you do something and then you kind of like repeat it a few
times. Just steal
like,
Hogs. Let's go, boys.
Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
How about this, Bridget? Taste the rainbow.
How about this, Bridget? You combine the two legends, Hogdale and Castiglione, and you drop a, can you believe it, boys?
That's not bad.
Go with that.
Yeah. You got it, boys.
Also, there was a kid at Riviere College when I was doing games with Mutt who his last name was
Sick Brag, bro.
I'm not even there yet.
Yeah.
So
pace that out a little bit.
His last name was Bean.
Oh, yeah.
So and he was a 3-point shooter. And so I'd always yell, roll that beautiful Bean footage.
I thought you were going to say maybe he flicked one in.
No. No, Jones.
Oh, my God.
Jones, I didn't work blue. I didn't work blue. I was just trying to hang on to a job desperately.
I thought this was the Hog call. Is what I thought this was.
No, this was on the radio. This wasn't just a Twitch stream.
Roll that beautiful Bean footage.
There were probably 6 people that heard it. So you had to make sure.
You know what we should do? Do you have any like mini disc calls of your play-by-play or like old CDs of like your play-by-play?
There's legitimately a CD of mine in the other room somehow.
Yeah, we should go through.
I've seen that.
It's like Rich Keefe play-by-play. It's probably atrocious.
We should just give Nick.
Can we send it to like ESPN?
No, I'm saying just like
I don't think they want it.
Just like give it to Nick. We don't get to curate. No, but I'm saying we don't get to curate it. We don't get to make ourselves sound good.
It's a mess.
Give it to Nick and be like, here's our play-by-play. Yeah. Like
is there a way to make a CD like play over the air here?
I feel like the technology is not. We've moved past it. How do we pull audio from a mini disc? I don't know how to do that. But I got some mini discs if you want them.
It's like, where's your MP3? I don't have that. I don't have any of that. You're lucky it's on a CD, for God's sakes.
That was a good Hog call. Yeah. You think he's got... I believe I've been told this. I'd in fact check this myself, Keith, so dangerous to play this game.
Okay.
I believe is he in Iowa? Is that where he is?
He's not in New England, is what I've heard.
You think he's got hockey in his background?
Iowa? No.
No?
No, if there's like Minnesota, Michigan.
Iowa's right there.
No,
right.
Not
close.
Really. It's cornfields.
It's close.
His location on Twitter says Iowa.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
So, but he is from Iowa. In case you guys were wondering.
Jones just said.
I know. I was very, again, was
all right,
very
top four.
He said, I don't know if it's true or not.
Top four Hawkeyes? Iowans.
Top four Iowans. Hawkeyes?
Yeah. Slipknot.
Slipknot. Yes. Damn, Nick. Slipknot 1. Yeah. Hog 2.
Yeah, Hog's on there.
Would you go Tyrese Halliburton 3, Caitlin Clark 4?
Ooh, Caitlin Clark got to be on there. We don't need Brian running down.
Nah, he's
yelling at us. Yeah.
Real pissed.
Tier Tuesday best
Caitlin
people
Clark,
from Iowa.
Caitlin Clark got
Slipknot, Hogdale. Halliburton. Is Halliburton from Iowa? Or am I making that up?
No, I don't believe so. I think he's from Milwaukee.
Oh, all right. Take him out then.
Is that right?
Went to Iowa State.
Yep.
All right, let me double check on this.
Nope. Was Brad Smith Mizzou? Who was the quarterback?
Yeah,
on the...
Brad Smith, but to Missouri, so that doesn't help
us. Yeah,
no,
I'm saying, who was the quarterback at Iowa?
Are you thinking of Brad Banks?
Brad Banks.
You're thinking of Brad Banks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no, Halliburton from Wisconsin, so you can go ahead and toss that out altogether.
Noah Fant. T.J. Hockenson. Yeah, a lot of
Kittle.
Kittle. A lot of good tight ends there. Yeah.
All right, let me just look up famous Iowa people.
Isn't there a wrestler from Iowa right now?
Seth Rollins, is he from Iowa?
Oh, good question. Elijah Wood, apparently, according to the internet.
He's got to make it.
Put Elijah Wood's probably in there.
What about Ashton Kutcher? Not a fan.
I got to get him in there, though.
Sean Johnson, the gymnast, the old gymnast.
Oh.
Good one. Lara Flynn Boyle.
Yeah.
According to this.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold. Would you put him on there?
Oh, yeah, he's got to be in there. Tom Arnold. Sure.
Herbert Hoover. Ron Livingston.
Ron Livingston?
Lolo Jones.
Wait, who's Ron Livingston?
Ron Livingston's the dude from...
Sean Livingston.
He's the dude from Office Space and Swingers. Ron Livingston. The actor.
Yeah, who does he play?
What do you mean, who's he play?
The lead?
The lead guy in Office Space.
In Office Space, his name is Ron Livingston?
The actor's name is Ron Livingston. The character's name is not Ron Livingston.
Right, I don't think he makes the cut. He's out. I know Sean Livingston.
Okay. Yeah. What about... We kind of fall off a cliff here.
All right, I think we've maxed
out. Bob Feller?
Oh.
Oh, Seth Rollins. Good call, Nick.
Wow,
I don't know how you knew that.
I think it might have popped up on my Instagram or something. It's like, hey, what is there to do in Iowa? It's like nothing.
Hogdale is altering everyone's algorithm.
Adam Devine?
What's going on? Divine.
Divine from Workaholics?
Yeah, sure.
Toss him in there.
Adam DeMamp is a character's name on Workaholics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a throwback.
All right. It's a good list. Cloris Leachman as well, the late great Cloris Leachman.
Did we settle?
Yeah, I was
Caitlin Clark, Johnny Carson, Hogg, and Slipknot. I think that's the Iowa Mount Rushmore, I think.
I don't even know if Caitlin Clark's from Iowa.
Well, I'm sure she is.
Oh, she is. Yeah,
that sounds right.
She has her own logo now, apparently.
Oh?
Yeah. You see that?
No. What is it?
It looks kind of like a mess. It's.
I have some guess.
It honestly looks like a magic eye. I got a headache looking at it. You see this thing?
Yeah, I see it.
Tarp, if you can find it, just as a quick Google search away.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark has a logo that Nike put together. Nike basketball officially introducing Caitlin Clark as the newest signature athlete, expanding the brand's partnership with one of the most watched, impactful, and passionate players in the game. And they came up with what can only be considered a magic eye. It's like...
It's like a cross between a coach logo and the Packers logo.
It's nauseating because you know how you can draw like a 3D like cube? You just like two squares.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Yeah. It's like that, but like with C's. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's black and white. I think if you just relax your eyes, you can see a schooner in there. Look at this thing. It's awful. That one actually that Terps put up on Twitch
that
and YouTube.
Looks much better than the one
you
have.
It looks better because you have like a little image of her in the background. If you take that one out and it's just the black and white... I don't know. It looks like two.
I think it looks like two O's and not two C's.
Well, you got to try to cross your eyes. You'll see this.
It's like two champion logos layered over one.
Yeah, they need to bring that one back to the drawing board, I would say.
I would work on that
for sure. That's a tough go.
Okay. There is your Iowa Mount Rushmore. We're going to uniform police. All of these rivalry uniforms coming up, including the Patriots.
Oh, the Iowa meat truck. Chuck on the.
Great
text
call.
Line.
Hoss of the week.
He was a hoss of the week. All right, we got to bump somebody.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark's out.
I was going to say Slipknot. I don't want to.
No, you're out of your mind. No, you can't do that.
Okay. That is eight guys, but you know, whatever.
It was like, I think nine, wasn't it? Like,
they're not all
with us anymore.
No.
Some of them are rocking in the sky.
Iowans in the sky. Hawkeye in the sky. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Hello, Tom.
Hey.
You know,
whether it was a signature win or not, it was a huge momentum win. As you guys were kind of saying, that was a great pitching performance. What you didn't even mention, I almost turned the game off in the ninth. I was so frustrated. They had first and third in the eighth with no outs. You have Anthony coming up, Bregman and Story. And, you know, Anthony and Bregman strike out, and then Story hits a ground ball. It reminded me of that game a couple Tuesdays ago when they had bases loaded. They struck out, you know, three times in a row. And then the next inning, you know, Toro gets up with one out. You knew he was hitting a double play, and he did. So, you know, it's like a little salt in the wound. They don't get the run, and then the next inning they get the drop fly ball. I mean, that, you know, as you mentioned, they got Rafaela going now, and Hamilton's been really great. If he can, you know, he plays a good second base. If he can stay mixing in some hits, I just think it was a real big momentum booster.
Yeah, I don't. Most of his career would say he's not going to keep mixing in hits, but he's been decent lately. Made a face.
I don't trust David Hamilton, but I get his point. You know, if you put Seydon Rafaela in center field, that should be an advantage to you. And then that was one of the big miscues of the game. And you're right, we didn't even point out just how frustrating it was that they almost got the run right back. You're like first and third, and it's first and third with like Connor Wong, right? So you're like, all right, now you have the top of the lineup up. First and third, nobody out, and you don't score a run. So it's fair. Like, so you have a brutal miscue in the outfield, and then you can't come through with a runner on third base. and you still win the game. Right, like pretty good. It just feels like, because those were some things that earlier in the year would happen, and then they would for sure lose that game, and you'd point to, like, how do you not get the run in, or, like, should they have, not that those guys should have bunted, but, like, that, you know, the conversations like that would always come up after these games.
I do think the ceiling is World Series. If you want to talk about the Red Sox and their ceiling, I know you're big on this, Keith.
Yeah.
Like,
make the playoffs.
You're in the postseason. You can go on a run. Now, does that mean winning the title?
Duck boats.
I think we've seen them struggle against some of those high-end National League teams. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Phillies felt like a cut above when they were head-to-head. They won their series against the Dodgers. The Cubs have come back down to earth a little bit. They haven't faced Milwaukee in a while, right? When was that? That was even pre-Devers trade, I think.
That might have been.
When they got Devers and they were in a funk. But yeah.
Brewers,
if you want to say they're not going to win the World Series, yeah. Fine. But getting out of the AL, I do think, is their ceiling. With the way they are not just playing currently, but the way they've been playing for months. Carrabba's tweeted this morning, since the Devers trade. And you can talk about that just being a line of demarcation or an actual turning point for the team subtracting Devers, whatever you want to apply to it. Since that date, I think they have the third best record in the AL. So they can absolutely get to a World Series.
The two teams in the American League with a better record are the Blue Jays and the Tigers. But the Red Sox have scored more runs than both, and they've allowed fewer runs than both. So they have a better run differential than both. So it doesn't mean that you just, you know, you're definitely going to win that series or you'd even be favored. Like, it didn't go great. When you, like, those two teams have played well against the Red Sox,
yes.
Right? So there is that part of it.
Blue Jays have played them great head-to-head, and the Tigers swept them. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is that part of it. I'm not saying they'd be the favorite in that series, but it's not this, like, unbelievable task, especially if you have Crochet versus Scooble. Maybe you even take that game, and now you have Bayo going and Giolito against guys that aren't Scooble. Like, I like their chances against anybody. It doesn't mean they are winning the World Series. It just means they have a hell of a chance.
Yeah, when you talk about how far they can go and what their ceiling is, that's what it is, and they've been at that level now for months. 617-779-7937. It is a big day here on WEEI. It's a Crochet day. He's going to pitch a little after 1 o'clock. Red Sox pregame comes your way over an hour from now at 12:05. Keith and I are going to stick around with Joe Weil for some Red Sox pregame, so keep it locked in for that. And on the way next,
speaking of
a big day,
yeah,
we get to uniform police. Not just the Patriots rivalry uniform, which I know you're all waiting to hear our grades for.
With bated breath.
But we're going to grade all of those rivalry uniforms that got released today. All 8 of them. Uniform, please. Emergency uniform, please. Now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Big day for the Jones and Key Fashion Police. We have NFL rivalry uniforms being released left and right. What is it? The NFC West and the AFC East?
That's right. So the Patriots have a new one. So they'll match up this season with some, I think, one of the Bills games and one of the Jets games.
It's the Bills on October 5th, yeah. And it is the Jets on November 13th.
Yeah, so it's sort of like City Connect, right, where it's like another uniform. I know they did the color rush before. They're not calling it that because they're not going as like crazy with the colors.
I like the color rush idea.
I like the idea
and
of it.
I like this idea.
And they weren't all winners, but I like a good uniform. Not every team has a great uniform right now. I would actually prefer, and this is maybe just me getting old, I would prefer more throwbacks than I would like new ones. But if it's just changing up the current ones, I guess I'm in favor of that.
So I know people have been clamoring for like the Bledsoe era, like
the 3D
Patriot 90s.
The Chris Slades.
Yeah. Those, the Chris Slades.
Thank you.
We get the Pat Patriot uniforms as well. So, yeah, I'm with you on a throwback. I like a nice throwback. We're in our 40s, Keith.
We are.
So we like the nostalgia of, sick brag, bro. The 80s and the 90s. We like that nostalgia.
Yeah, especially, but, like, you feel like the Broncos and the Bucks and all these ones. Like, when we did our bracket last March.
All the uniforms in our football region of the Jones and Keith uniform bracket, yeah.
The Kelly Green Eagles. Like, they were all, like.
Well, less that, but, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. They were all, like, 90s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, we had a type.
Yeah,
it was
that's
like
fine.
It was like an orange 90s uniform is what it was.
But they're trying to sell some more jerseys for the kids out there. So they're like, let's pump out some rivalry uniforms.
All right, let's get to it, Nick, if we
could. Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
All right, where do you want to start?
I think we start with the Pats, no?
All right, on Twitch and on YouTube, there's different versions of this, so you can see all the uniforms, or all the jerseys, I should say, all the jerseys. We'll get to some of the helmets.
Is that just like an AI-generated video? What is
it?
It
is weird.
Are these the real jerseys?
So the Patriots, let's start with this. For those that haven't had a chance to see it yet, what color would you call this uniform?
So I would call it an icy blue. I know you have a different term for it, but I would call that like an icy blue.
Yeah, it is sort of like a stormy blue. I think they're referring to like as their nor'easter.
That is how they're referring to it.
Yeah, so it's like a blue-gray.
The Patriots tweet was like, there's a nor'easter coming or something like that.
Is it like a soft blue-gray?
No.
No.
No, that's not how I would describe
hard
it.
Hard blue-gray?
Hard blue-gray.
Okay.
I got one. Dark denim.
You're going dark denim?
Mm.
Put that up there again. That's a dark denim?
I don't know how dark it is, though.
Yeah, it's pretty light.
I have darker denim in my closet.
Okay, just denim, then.
I have much darker denim.
Denim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so the patch on the shoulder pad, there's in a cool font, I will call it. A cool font.
Old English?
An N-E. No, it's Wingdings.
Oh, okay.
It's an N-E on the shoulder. So looking a quick look at all the uniforms, three of the teams are going with like a white, four are going with a black, and then the Patriots are the one that have a jersey in a color. Now you can debate what the color even is.
They had to squeak in, we're all Patriots on there. They had to
are all Patriots.
Yeah, they had to do that.
We are all Patriots. That is true. My initial thought, I like it. I like the jersey. I like it. They said, we're not just going to do the white or the black. We're going to go for something a little bit different here.
I love the jersey, but I like the helmet.
The helmet's cool.
The helmet stinks.
So, yeah, me and Nick agree on this.
So here's my hang up on the helmet. So the helmet is white, but it still has the flying Elvis.
Yeah,
I don't like that logo.
It's a blue, so I don't like that
logo
either.
This is an opportunity to change it and either do a different one or do Pat Patriot.
Did anyone change their logo?
Mm.
No. No one's changing their logo for
this. Should have.
Yeah, but no one else is.
But you have an opportunity to, is my point.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like it. All right, so now you're scrolling through. So what's your grade for the Patriots? Or should we do all these and then rank them? Is that better?
No. Well, let's grade the Patriots, and then maybe we could rank them.
All right.
Grade the Pats. 42?
42?
Yeah. I'm an easy grader, too. When it comes to the I don't grade anything easy.
No,
when it comes
don't.
To uniforms, I typically do.
I kind of like
42.
I'm kind of into the jersey color. I don't hate the jersey color. And I like the shoulder pad sleeve, so I will go with a 57.
Okay. See, I thought you were
going
to be a little more bullish.
I don't
that.
Like the helmet.
Okay. You went with like a Todd Collins, 57. I went with the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, 42.
I'm just going with 57.
What's a 50? Who wore 57?
Famously, no one. They've left that number open.
I don't recall.
They've never handed it out.
Byron Cowart. Okay. Yeah, I'm going with the 42. I don't like it. That the helmet is what brings it up even a touch for me.
Are they going white pants?
Yeah,
I haven't seen the full.
Yeah, it's white pants, and then it's the icy blue socks.
And the font isn't terrible.
No, I like the shoulder patch.
The shoulder
patch
thing,
like.
And even the name plate is pretty good.
The shoulder patch I like. I like the helmet. The rest of it, I could.
But if everything was the same, and it was just a white uniform or a black uniform, I'm not giving you any other color choice. Uh-huh. White, black, or that blue. I'll take that blue.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, the white pants, white helmet is nice.
Yeah,
and I don't like the logo, right? But like the color of the pants and the helmet, I'm in on. So maybe 57's a little low.
Guy from
the
207.
By the way, it's a Mo Lewis 57.
There you go.
Mo Lewis.
How about that?
Yeah.
Guy from the 207 says it's kind of like the Houston Oilers throwbacks, which I guess I could kind of, it's not that blue.
No, it's not that blue.
It's not that blue, but it's the same. It is the same kind of idea.
It's almost, but it's a, kind of a unique blue. I don't really know a lot of teams that have had this. It is like a real blue gray. It's like a little bit of both.
Pops a little bit there with Brendan Schooler.
Schooler can show it off. Look, he's very excited. He's yelling at the camera person.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
He's like, hey, I got to go cover a putt.
I'll be right back.
I'll be here for this photo shoot. Okay. So I went 42. Keith went 57.
57, yeah.
If you were going to rank some of these other ones, what is the, I think we agree on the one we actually like.
I think the Cardinals might be the best one.
Cardinals is great.
The Cardinals, they're going with a white uniform, and they're going with, and it's hard to see in that photo.
You got to zoom in on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Zoom right in so we can really get a
good
look.
They're doing the paint splatter thing.
I like that.
So it's not just a white uniform. You get close, it looks like the bottom of a skateboard or something. They like just went crazy paint at it. I like that. That's pretty cool. They're going with a white helmet and then with like a different shade of red for the bird.
Yeah, look at that.
It's a good uniform.
It's a Jackson Pollock is what it is.
I think it's the
That's
best.
That's going to be memed a lot when Kyler Murray throws a red zone interception.
Yes, it is.
It's a good point. It's
it's
like a desert thing going on that uniform, which I like.
Is it supposed to be sand? It looks more like paint to me. But either way, I kind of like it. I'm in on that.
All right, so that I would have at the top of the heap.
Yeah, but even still, I think it kind of peaks at like a 65.
Oh, I'd go higher than that.
75?
75. That sounds right.
Oh, look at that in action.
It looks good on Kyler
White
Murray.
Pants as well.
Now, maybe not in actual game action, but on a screen, it looks good on Kyler Murray.
I bet it's
going
to look fast, too.
Yeah. Oh,
I bet it's going to look real fast.
He's going to be leaving people literally in the dust with that. Yeah. Okay, so we like that. Anything you hate?
I think the Rams didn't do enough. The Rams looks, I think I've seen that uniform with the Rams. It's like a black version, but they still have the gold and blue stripes.
It almost looks like Michigan.
The helmet does look a little Michigan-like.
Which makes me kind of like it, I think.
You're an NFL team. Do your own thing.
But I think but what would be next best after the Cardinals? I think it might be the Rams.
Cardinals.
No, it's the Niners. The Niners is sweet.
Mm. Yeah, the Niners is black. They have like a cool font. I don't know what you would even call that font. Yeah, the Rams is like not very creative, not very imaginative.
Yeah, and
I feel like they've worn those before.
They've done like it. They do like
they have the color is just different than the number.
They do like an ombre thing where it's like it like fades the color like a dark blue to a lighter blue, which I like.
I don't like the Bills. So earlier when we were scrolling through and you were like, I was like, oh, I don't like one.
Yeah, that was not my guess. But you didn't like the Bills.
It's all white, which can look really good. But then the number is gray, and it's outlined in a blue, and then it's like a faded version of their logo on the helmet, so it doesn't pop at all.
That right there, if you're watching on Twitch, that right there looks like the Raiders. Like, if I didn't know any better, that looks like a Raiders uniform.
Yeah, it's all white with a silver number.
Yeah, that's no good.
And then the helmet kind of stinks. Like, there's zero red in it. The Buffalo Bills are zero red. I don't care for that.
So,
The Patriots will have the uniform advantage when they play the Bills.
100%.
Yeah.
Probably against the Jets, too.
The quarterback advantage.
No.
But specifically the uniform advantage.
But Josh Allen's going to be a little worse, and Drake May's going to be a little better.
So I would probably go top to bottom. Cardinals.
Rams, we agree on that.
No. Cardinals, Niners, Pats, Dolphins, Seahawks, Jets, Rams, Bills.
I would go Cardinals, Rams. I think I agree with you. Pats over Niners.
Yeah.
Then all the other ones kind of stink. Seahawks, I guess. Jets. Dolphins are bad, too.
They took a big swing. Yeah, but I don't
And then
I like
Bills
that.
Maybe at the bottom. Bills or Dolphins are the two worst.
I like a turquoise, though. They have turquoise numbers.
Yeah, but they always have that.
Yeah, well,
nothing special there.
Yeah, but then they have the Miami's written in orange.
But it looks worse. It just looks worse on black than on.
No, it is kind of grading on a
white
curve.
Or the actual turquoise uniform.
Yeah, it looks like an XFL jersey.
It, it kind of does.
Yeah, that's a bad. Bad one.
Yeah.
So maybe that one's worse than Buffalo. But okay, Cardinals uniforms are pretty good. Pats are actually
not bad. They're definitely in the top three.
As bad as the grade is.
Yeah.
It, on a scale, they actually do okay because none of these are very good.
Agreed.
Outside of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's Jones and Keefe uniform police on all the new rivalry uniforms that were released earlier today, NFC West and AFC East. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Have you seen the uniforms? Do you like them? What do you think of our grades? You can discuss there. And speaking of the Patriots, we'll get to them. Vrabel sounded annoyed yesterday. We'll explain why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.